The night is past, the day is at hand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. I have five words for you this first day of the new year, and they are taken, of all things, from the last words of the Novus Ordo Archbishop of Cincinnati, Daniel Perlarchik. His time here in Cincinnati pretty much is contiguous with the time of this other Daniel in Cincinnati, although I think that our work has been quite different over the past 30 years ago. He ended his reign 2 weeks ago. And of course, his purpose in being here was to destroy the old faith and the old morals and the old worship of the Catholic Church in this wonderfully Catholic city of Cincinnati, Ohio. But I did find something in his last words, his final sermon, which seemed to me quite sensible. The paper quoted him. He began by saying, "Each person needs five words as he grows up." The five words are these: please, thank you, I'm sorry. We'll begin, he said, with "I'm sorry." That too is wisdom, because you can never say those words too often. And some never say them at all. On the church's New Year's Day, which is the first Sunday of Advent each year, St. Paul tells us, "The night is past, the day is at hand." Now, on this civil New Year's Day, I believe that these words are even more true for us. Past is this past November's night, the sudden falling of darkness. Who turned out the lights? Where did everybody go? That's past. Look, the light, the day is at hand. Words, words, words. So many words. And for some of them, surely, some are beginning to be sorry. And most, except the five, were never needed at all. What a realization. What a liberation. Nothing need be said, because nothing could be said at all. And no man is my enemy this day except the common enemy of all mankind, the accuser, Satan. What a torrent of words he produces. But I'll stick with the five, for the five wounds of Christ, which are our refuge and such a powerful prayer for the needs of the church. Please, thank you, I'm sorry. After so many words, just a few, five, will work their wonder. We really only ever needed five words to keep night at bay, five words to bring on the day, five words to man, and five words to God, who comes to men each day with five words whispered at the altar, the consecration of the Mass. Hoc est enim corpus meum. as once he came down to the altar of Mary's virginal heart with five words, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord." Five. See the wondrous economy in this solution for us. Two good and very holy, I think, priest friends of our church sent word during the dark days of their sympathy and their support, and they added a few words of advice to us. Each morning we pray at the church's divine office of prime to be fenced and to be freed by God's grace. These two masses of obligation today, New Year's and then Sunday, Holy Name Sunday, I want to tell you about these recommendations that these good priest friends of ours have given to us to go back to or to do more and more frequently and devoutly, something that's always been part of our church life at St. Gertrude the Great. Today I mention Father Martin, that very holy old Franciscan friar. I think he's 94 years old, this priest. He says to us, make holy hours to bring about peace and to end dissension. On the first Sunday of Advent, 1987, we started such a program at St. Gertrude the Great of holy hours in the home called the Night Adoration in the Home. It is part of Father Matteo's program of the enthronement of the Sacred Heart. Those holy hours are meant to be made sometime between 9 o'clock in the evening and 6 in the morning at the family shrine, the altar where you've enthroned the Sacred Heart as King of Love in your family. And back then we had a kind of a chart or a poster board set up for each family to sign up for what day of the month they would make their night adoration in the home. Well, I think this weekend we'll set up another one, not so strict in its requirements, just at some point, day or night, for each family, if you would, to promise a holy hour once every 30 days, once each month, throughout this new year, for this important intention. What's a holy hour? In the general sense, it's just making holy one of the 24 the good God gives you each day, and you make it holy by setting it aside for Him as an extra offering you're not obliged to. You can say prayers or your rosary. You can read quietly. You can make it before the tabernacle, in church, or the Sacred Heart at home. We here at church always make a First Friday holy hour, for example, in the evening, about 7:30. And frequently throughout the year, we had a holy hour last night for New Year's Eve, for example. The beauty of it is this, that we're giving something extra to God, over and above. Bishop Sheen, who was the first TV preacher long before the Protestants got in the act in the 1950s, a busy, busy man who spent hours preparing each sermon or each television or radio address, Bishop Sheen made a holy hour each day of his life and recommended that priests should do so. I think the strength of a holy hour is silence, that we silence ourselves before the tabernacle, at least spiritually, an act of spiritual Holy Communion, because if we're quiet, then God gets a chance to get a word in. Every holy hour, really, no matter what words you may care to use, rosary or maybe beautiful long prayers in some old prayer book you found, or maybe you might want to just sit quietly and look and love. Have you ever prayed that way? So sometimes we just need to pray that way because there's so many words. Every holy hour, though, automatically, I'm going to say, has those five words in it. It is all about wordless worship or adoration. And we should always start our holy hour with, I'm sorry. That's reparation. Adoration, reparation. Then thirdly comes thanksgiving. Thank you. And then the magic word of please or petition. Five words for the four ends or purposes of all prayer. Now, you could make the formal night adoration in the home. That's in that first Friday or enthronement booklet that we've passed out over the years for the social reign of Jesus Christ. You could make what our Lord actually asked St. Margaret Mary for, a holy hour between 11 o'clock and midnight. For a number of years, 20 years ago, we had that very strong devotion in our church, and a good number of people would come for Mass, benediction, and prayers between 11 o'clock and midnight every Thursday night. It brought us many graces back then. Or a holy hour in church, for example, on First Friday, or a private holy hour when it's just yourself. Any prayers will do. It's a very powerful prayer. And any hour or time, really, day or night, what's the strength of it? I mean, beyond the fact that it makes us keep silent before the throne of God, I think it answers in generosity the question that our Lord posed in the distress of his abandoned heart. Could you not watch 1 hour with me to console Christ, to restore peace in broken hearts and homes, peace to families, and peace to church families as well? Say these five words daily to each other. Raise your children to say them. Please, thank you, I'm sorry. But most of all, say them to God, at least sometimes, at least once a month specifically. Give him that extra hour. How many hours are there in the course of a month? One, to know the power of consoling Christ. Perhaps some of you might even manage, get away from the football games and the rest of it, I mean, to find some quiet corner in your house and make a holy hour this first Friday of the new year. Or perhaps tomorrow you might come to one of the Masses, the first Saturday devotions. Father Martin, this old Franciscan father, who's all like St. Alphonsus now, he's all bent over like this, can't raise his head up anymore, God love him. He's so close, though. He's bent over to earth, but he's so close to heaven and to eternity. Father Martin says that enough of us will do this if we will just repeat those five words for the course of an hour in a spirit of adoration. If enough of us will do this, one of these days you look out and you'll see the night really is past. The day is at hand. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.